I'd say as far as my playing style goes, I'm definitely more passive than a lot of the high school players. A lot of the high school players play very aggressive lines. There's a few of us that are pretty positional. I like to consider myself positional, but I'm very tactically sharp. Like I don't
Chess is a game of theory and patience, and no one at Carmel High School knows that better than sophomore and second-ranked state chess player Dalton Thompson. I met with him a few days after the Indiana High School State Chess Tournament, where he tied for second, to talk about the game and how he plays it. Hi, Dalton, how are you?
Good, I'm glad to be here today, Uma.
So, just for some background, what got you into chess?
I started playing chess in sixth grade. I got misdiagnosed with a heart condition, so it's what I could play.
When you got diagnosed with that heart condition, were you playing a sport?
I want to say I played soccer and rugby in sixth grade.
And you had to give that up because of your misdiagnosis.
I did.
Do you ever regret giving those up?
I don't. I was able to return to rugby in middle school, but by that time I was really committed to chess.
Who got you into chess? Did you just decide to do it, or was there someone who encouraged you?
We had a program at our middle school, so it was really easy for me to get involved in, and I really do appreciate that. There was some mentors, some coaches at the middle school level that were really helpful.
Did you play chess in school, or did you play in some kind of league outside of school?
Early on, I played just for the school club, and then I got into tournaments, and then now I play at a club in Indianapolis.
So, what motivates you to continue playing?
The competitions are just really enjoyable. There's a lot of camaraderie, especially between some of the better players, because we see each other at a lot of these events. We always have to play each other, contend with each other, and just that aspect of it's really, really cool.
Have you made a lot of good friendships through chess?
I'd say I've made some friendships with guys. I usually don't see them too much outside of chess tournaments. I have one really good friend that I see pretty often, but besides that, there's some kids in Fort Wayne and Evansville, and we hang out during the tournaments in between rounds, but I don't see them outside of school. Or we'll play online sometimes also.
How do you prepare for a tournament?
I do tactic problems throughout the week. It's just positional problems where it's what's the best move in this position. Additionally, I watch a lot of GM games, a lot of IM games, Grandmaster games, International Master games, just to see how they're playing the same openings that I play and just to see if there's any improvements I can make to my play. Also, I look at my old games and I plug them into software to see the quality of the moves I played.
Do you have any tactics that you like to borrow from these games that you watch?
There's a lot of pattern recognition in chess. So there's some reoccurring themes like discovered attacks and checks and forks and such. And those can be really applied to most of the games I play. But some of the more specific combinations I rarely see. Like the Smothers Mate is played pretty rarely, but if I saw that in a game, I think I've seen that in one or two games, I'm able to play that. But that's the only example I can see that I've taken directly from other games.
And so those are all tactics that you've seen and you've tried.
Yeah.
When you practice, do you practice against different people?
Yeah, I don't get the opportunity to play overwhelming amount of over the board games, so it does mean I play a lot online. I play with the kids at the Carmel High School Club and the Annapolis Club a lot. We play a lot of over the board games, but that's only twice a week if I'm lucky. So I do play a lot online. I play a lot of different opponents.
Do you ever play the computers online?
I do. I don't particularly like playing against a computer. I don't really like playing on a computer, even against people online. I really enjoy over the board play a lot more.
Why do you like it more? Is there a different like feel to it?
There's a different feel. Also, when I play online, that the habit is that you play fast games. And I don't really feel that much growth from fast games. It's just like how much I've memorized of an opening line or how fast I'm recognizing a tactic. There's no deep combinations or deep thought really that goes into that.
So, do you enjoy that about chess? Do you enjoy the thought that's involved?
Yeah, I do. That's the most complex you can get is when you see something that's six or seven moves, that's really enjoyable.
So, describe to me the atmosphere of a chess match. How do you feel walking into a matchup?
I'm usually pretty relaxed when it comes to that. I mean, it's a very quiet environment. I mean, there's usually limited talking. Sometimes if we have a little kid tournament going on at the same time, there'll be some noise, but generally it's very quiet. Usually the guys, we're pretty nice with each other, but once the round starts, it's dead silent usually till the end of the round.
So what goes through your head as you play during a match?
Hopefully not the round before, I'd say is the best thing, but definitely just what I've seen before, what I've been playing lately, and then just hard calculation, just what I can do, what I can break, what sort of strategies I'll have be afforded to me in this game and how I can capitalize on those. And then just looking for tactical combinations, looking where there could be opportunity for a tactical blow if I can't pull off my strategy.
If you're just tuning in now, I'm here with Dalton Thompson, Carmel High School sophomore and chess player. So have you ever met any professional chess players?
I've met two FIDE Masters. I haven't met any of the top level players, but I've met Sean Vibbert, who won the high school championship last year, and he's the best player in Indiana, adults or just anybody. And then I've met Dennis Montecrusos, who's a FIDE Master, I want to say from South Bend, Indiana.
So do you have any idols in the chess world? Anybody who you want to be like?
Magnus Carlsen is probably one of the top players in the world right now. I love Hikaru Nakamura. He's the best U.S. player. I might have slaughtered his name. But he plays a really aggressive style. And even though that's not my style, his games are just really entertaining to watch because of that. There's also players like Akobian. And they just the stuff they do outside of chess, to me, is just as entertaining as that.
So speaking of outside of chess, how do your chess playing skills affect you in other areas of your life?
I like to think that it gives me a sense of focus. I haven't read extensively into what studies have been done, but I think there's a correlation. I mean, when you're sitting in a match for 3 hours or so, I mean, you have to get used to that. You have to get used to that patience, waiting 10 minutes to make a move, or having a line that you've been planning out get thwarted all of a sudden and stuff like that. So I think not even so much the concentration, but just the patience, being okay, being able to handle different situations, and just because you can't really expect what your opponent's going to do.
So is anyone ever surprised when you tell them that you play chess or that you're state-ranked chess player?
I wouldn't say they're surprised. I mean, I'm generally kind of academic, but I think the fact that I'm ranked surprises people, because I haven't been playing that long compared to a lot of the guys that are in the tournaments. And I wouldn't say I commit a lot of time to it, but I don't commit such an overwhelming amount of time to it or talk about it enough that I think people expect that from me.
So what are your plans for the future? Where do you go from here?
I mean, I'm going to play this year and the next 2 years for Carmel, and hopefully I'll get to contend in the next two state championships. I'd love to win a state championship. If I go to a college, I'd love to play for my college club or my college team. Either. I think Purdue has a great program that I've looked at.
So do you do any coaching for younger students?
I've coached before. I don't coach anyone now. My neighbor was the first person I coached, and I started coaching him at a really young age. And he got decent. He goes to one of the middle schools right now. And then besides that, through the Indianapolis Club, I got to meet a lot of parents with young children. And I got to coach them for a while, get them into their first tournament or two. And then, I don't know, they moved on usually to higher level coaches, people that could offer more than just those beginning principles, really.
So going back to chess tournaments, what was your most memorable tournament?
I would say either the 8th grade state championship. That was probably the closest I've ever been to winning a state championship. Or the Memorial Open last year, which I tied for first at. And that was the first tournament where I won like a money pot.
Well, we are out of time for now, but thank you so much for coming here and talking to me, and good luck with all of your future tournaments. For WHJE Radio, I'm Uma Kocher Lakota. For more stories and interviews like this, visit WHJE.com.